After arriving on the music scene 2 decades ago, the Handsome family often found itself lumped in with insurgent alt-country acts such as Wilco and the Waco Brothers. But this husband and wife duo, fueled by the lyrics of Renny Sparks and the music of Brett Sparks, always cut its own path, veering from Appalachian murder ballads to chamber pop. This week, the band's tour itinerary includes a stop in Bloomington. I recently spoke with Brett Sparks about the collaborative songwriting process and about the Handsome family's latest project, A Walk on the Wild Side.
You're going out in support of the new record, Wilderness, with its wonderful companion book of essays and art. Where did this project come from? Did it start with the essays or with the songs?
Well, Renny has been sending out newsletters, like email band newsletters, for years, and lately they've taken kind of a turn toward the zoological, and she's been writing these half-truths and fanciful little kind of bestiaries about animals, and interspersed with dates where we'll be performing. So that's kind of, as she did this, she began to become obsessed with certain ideas like the woodpecker. And the woodpecker, of course, becomes a metaphor and a jumping off point for studying this woman's psychology and her inability to filter certain things out, like things that appear in reflected glass. So the animal theme is kind of just the superficial one, and is just the jumping off point for the songs on the record. But yeah, what are the titles on the record? Owls, eels, wildebeest. So that's kind of where that came from.
So she was the essay writer, and she is the lyricist between the two of you. Do you ever contribute lyrics?
I used to, like on the first one or two records, when I was younger, I did, but I really didn't have the heart for it. So I totally leave that to her. And I mean, we're writing in the Tin Pan Alley tradition, basically. She is 100% lyrics, and I'm 100% music. And there's very little leakage between the two. I've learned, as I said, not to really question her judgment anymore. And she's kind of become the same way as me. We almost completely respect each other's roles. So there is an intermediary stage where one of us will say, well, maybe that lyric's a little weak, or maybe that chorus should be in a major key. But they're very mechanical things like that. And other than that, the twain don't really meet. So we're thinking more like, you know, George and Ira Gershwin, you know, Brill Building, whatever. We're thinking along those lines rather than modern singer-songwriter, you know, ego-generated.
Do your songs stay in one pattern in terms of their creation? Do they always start with the music or the lyrics?
They almost always, I would say 95% of the time, they start with the lyrics. The lyrics are written alone by Renny, and then they're set alone by me. The two components existing separately and then combining into one thing. And the cool thing about it is it always feels like there's a third person that's writing the song. It's this weird, you get this weird gestalt moment where the two things come together and they're a little bit more than what they are. When it works, when the song works, it does that.
It's odd, though, to look at the credits and the liners and find that there's rarely a third person actually performing the music. There's some guest appearances on percussion or guitar. Renny's banjo is on a couple of songs. But as usual, most of the instruments are yours. I was wondering whether you would talk about some of the challenges of building a compelling instrumental track from the ground up.
A lot of times when I sit down, like, writing is pretty easy. Like, songwriting is pretty easy for me. And, sometimes you struggle, but a lot of times it happens very fast. What's more difficult for me is, like, figuring out, like, the container that the lyrics are going to live in, or that the song is going to live in. This to me is very important. Like, the first record I ever owned was like Rubber Soul. You know, my dad bought it for me, and the space that the songs inhabit are almost more important than the harmonic structure of the song. Like, where does this song want to live? Where do these lyrics want to exist? You know, what's going to make them real? Or what's going to make them unreal sometimes? And then the rest of it is just doing it. It's just figuring out how to get it to sound that way. You know, it's like when John Lennon said, "I want to smell the sawdust on the floor," to George Martin about for the benefit of Mr. Guide. It's like, that makes perfect sense, but how are you going to do that? So then you sit down and yeah, you play a bunch of things and you try about 25 or 30 different instruments, and usually it's basically throwing things against the wall until, you know, something sticks. So if you use your imagination, I think this stuff just kind of comes to you.
That was Brett Sparks. He and his wife Rennie, who perform under the name The Handsome Family, will be appearing Thursday night at The Bishop in Bloomington in support of their latest album and companion book of essays, both titled Wilderness. Where?